Hello, welcome to the Macworld Show. I'm trying to keep my voice down a little bit. There won't be too much hilarity tonight because Brian is asleep right above me. So we'll keep it as quiet as we can. Joining me to discuss the fact that we're going to Macworld in 4 hours' time.
Great. Don't miss your flight.
No, I won't. I'll cut you guys off in a heartbeat. starting us off, Matt, Adam, how you doing, mate?
Oh, I'm in the middle, but okay.
Well, no, you're the first one I clicked on.
I'm doing good. I've got another day before I hop on my flight, but I'm out Tuesday. Actually, I guess 2 days almost. But
yeah, no, we're looking forward to that. Jeff's joining us as well, Jeff Gamet. What day do you get there, mate?
I'm getting in Tuesday evening.
Okay. In time for beer or not?
Well, I'll be in time for beer, but the way my schedule is working, I'm actually not hitting San Francisco until Wednesday. So Tuesday night, I'm going to be in San Jose.
That's way too freaking complicated for me. I can't work that out. I haven't had sleep for 23 hours.
Yeah, well, imagine how horrible this is for me because I'm switching time zones by 1 hour. It's just, this is going to be horrible.
Horrific, horrific, horrific. And Paul Shadwell, when do you get there? Oh. He's here already.
I arrived about an hour ago.
The advanced scouting party has landed and set up a base camp, or is it a bridgehead or whatever it is, and is drinking beer. Good lad.
Yes, and I'll be over the pub shortly as well, as soon as we're done.
Excellent.
Which pub would that be?
Off to the Chieftain, I'm assuming.
How did you guess?
Well, Don McAllister did say, if you're looking for Paul Shadwell, start at the Chieftain.
Yep.
And at the Chieftain.
And last but by no means least, someone else who's keeping it down a little bit in the dining room, Paul Wheatley, my travel companion. How you doing, bud?
I am fantastic. I've had 2 hours sleep since 5:30 yesterday morning, and I am good to go.
Holy crap. Yeah.
Are you guys on the same actual flight, or do you meet up at some point? How does that all work?
We meet up in Paris, so in a very romantic style. So I leave Edinburgh at 6, you leave Birmingham at 6, and we both arrive in Paris at 9, I think. Or we meet up at 9, certainly.
Yeah, I'll be wearing...
That really is romantic.
I'll be wearing a red carnation.
I hope there's like violin music, and wine, and I can just imagine how beautiful that first kiss is going to be.
I'll be wearing a red carnation and carrying a copy of the Times. The birds fly south in summer.
How long have you got between the flight from into Paris and out to San Francisco?
I think long enough.
It's about an hour and a half, I think.
Long enough for some drink.
So you could quickly get in there, and it's too far away. Otherwise, I'd say go up the Eiffel Tower.
Now, we're on tour. No, we don't want to go airside because we both land in the terminal that we're taking off from, so we don't want to go landside. No. So otherwise, that's bag check time and recheck and shit. Can't do that. We're on tour, of course, and as with all good rugby tours, they have to start with beer. So Paul and I will be having a beer as soon as we get to Paris with breakfast. And then we need some games, guys. What games have we got for the tour? Adam, you've got a game.
While you're on there, or while we're there?
No, while we're there.
While we're there, yeah. Well, we'll be doing a lot of Cards Against Humanity, I'm sure.
Excellent.
Oh yes,
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's like mandatory, and Kelly Gaumont will be there as well. So
excellent.
And there's the card game that you mentioned, Paul, a few weeks ago when we were first planning this, Adam. There was another card game you were talking about.
Oh, well, I have one. I'll probably bring that with me, too. There's an iPad game called Dead Man's Draw.
Right.
And I have a actual printed version of said game. I had to print it myself, though, because they did a Kickstarter and it didn't get fully funded. So they just open sourced the whole thing and put it out as PDF. So I ordered up a set, which is fun. Yeah, that'll be fun for kicking around when we're... The thing is, we're not going to have a ton of time. You guys, I know I scared you, Ewan, but it's true. You are going to, it's just nonstop. So you'll be running.
Nope.
It's a blast, but yeah, you're not going to have too much. We're not going to have too much. Probably if we get one game in, that'll be good. Maybe we'll get a couple games in, but
no.
Otherwise, we got the parties. We've got the stuff happening on the show floor, which is massive, and I'm sure going to be even bigger this year than now that they're in the North Hall. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
So you and once.
Go on.
Yeah, when we're there, Ewan, ask me to tell you the Cards Against Humanity story about me and Kelly, because it's not one that's appropriate for me to tell on the show.
okay, fair enough. Now, are we taking...
Oh, and Allison will be in. Ewan, just so you know.
My best mate.
Yeah. And she's a blast to play with because she has to Google everything, which you really don't want to do.
Which I really don't avoid.
It goes like this. What? I don't understand this answer. And then her phone comes out. Google, Google, Google.
Oh, yes, I remember that. There were some words that she didn't understand. Mind you, I didn't think most of us didn't understand the words.
Yeah, but you don't want to Google them because, Goatsy. That's what.
Are we doing toilet toys?
Toilet toys?
Yeah. Toilet toys. So basically, everyone it takes it in turns, and they have to bring the toilet toy for the night, which basically means when you start drinking, if you go to the toilet, you have to use the toy. So it could be a disguise, it could be a T-shirt. So everybody has to bring a toilet toy, and it's an incentive to piss your pants.
Oh, no.
It has to be something that means that you don't want to go to the
crazy parties.
You have to have something that means you don't want to go to the toilet because you're so embarrassed to wear it. It could be a hat, it could be anything.
Oh,
or do it. It can be an action. It can be anything. You have to you have to walk with a pretend crutch, but you have to have the toilet toy as an incentive.
Are you sharing an apartment with these guys?
To
this wouldn't work for me because I can't imagine there would be anything.
Yeah.
That I'd be that embarrassed about.
Oh, trust me. You'd be embarrassed with what I'm bringing. So,
well,
you've got fair warning. I've brought mine. I can do the first night if everyone needs inspiration, but you'd be better off getting yours in first, I promise you. But you have to bring the toilet toy. The toilet toy is something that has to be an action, a physical thing to wear, anything you like. That disincentivizes going to the toilet. And you have to drink lots of beer as well. Because otherwise it's not funny until someone pees themselves.
Oh, boy.
I still
it's
have
gonna
a lot
be a
to
whole
learn
different
British
kind
games.
Of Mac world this year.
There we go. I've got you all thinking now, haven't I? That's where they're going quiet. Oh, what can I take? What can I take? I've got mine.
Is that the only thing you can wear to the toilet?
No. It's an addition. It's an accessory for toilet use only.
So would a catheter count?
You'd have to put that on before you went, though. That's gonna.
But that's the point.
But that's cheating.
No. Because everyone has to. Everyone has to take it in turns.
Oh yeah, no, I don't want to do
so
that.
So I'm not using your catheter afterwards. Dream on, boy. I don't mind a bit of fun and a bit of toilet play, but that's too much.
Dear.
Yeah. Do we know what the what the F is that product at Macworld is going to be this year yet? Have we gotten any PR, Jeff, or anything? Like every year at Macworld, there's one product that you're just like. Where did that come from? Like one exhibitor.
Well, give us an example. What was last year's?
And actually last year's wasn't even, and it was actually kind of interesting, but I don't think it ever went anywhere. It was probably the boat. Was the boat thing last year? Or was that the year before, Jeff?
That was last year, and they wouldn't let me play with it. But I think that's because Allison went by the booth first and she started shooting people or at people. And so by the time I got to the booth and I said, oh, let me play with that, they were like, yeah, no.
Yeah, so it was actually a bow mount in a game. So you would mount your iPhone on an actual bow with a bow string and you'd pull it back and it actually had like a trigger that would activate. Yeah.
It worked well once.
Well, virtual arrow, so you kind of had an unlimited.
Till it shot.
It was a really interesting thing, and they were kind of billing it as sort of like a iPhone game slash exercise thing, because you know it was one of those compound bows where you actually got to pull back on pretty good, and you could build your upper arm strength. But the best one was a couple years before that. It was the iPhone privacy cap.
Oh, the porn hat.
The porn hat. and it was funny because John Foster called it the ass hat because the URL for the website was the as seen on TV. And if you type it out right in the middle, it says ass hat of that URL. So it was the ass hat. Yeah, and this one was they had a picture of a guy sitting next to his wife. The wife's asleep in bed and he's got his hat on. And what it was his baseball cap with a really long brim, went out in front, and then it had a skirt that flipped around it. And then there was an iPhone mount at the end of the hat. And the idea was you would put your iPhone in there and no one could see what you were watching.
The porn hat.
Yeah,
they wanted me to try it on, and I said no. And I just realized the one thing that's out there that I can use for the toilet game. It's the porn hat.
Well, you have to be able to see where you're going. That's the only kind of...
Well, you can see down. You just can't...
Wait, turn the camera on.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Can you do it? Reverse the camera so left is right and right is left. That'd be awesome if there was an app.
But I'm just thinking... here's this dude, his wife's next, and he's watching porn on his porn hat.
So, Jeff, I take it you bought one of those.
I bought two, because I was afraid I'd wear it out.
One for your girlfriend.
No, I was just afraid I'd wear it out. I mean, come on, Ewan, there's a lot of porn out there.
There is.
So I've heard.
If you put them side by side, you could get 3D porn as well. Wear them both at the same time.
Oh, one on each eye.
Yeah.
Dude, with a connector. I've got a 3D connector for GoPros.
And then there's those products that are like, you think are weird, but then at the same time are really cool, like the telepresence iPad stand, the Segway thingy.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that. I wanted one of those.
Yeah.
I can see some valid uses for that, actually. Like, if you needed to have a remote presence like in a warehouse or something, and then you could just wheel around the warehouse with that remotely.
Yeah, I'm thinking for dads who are never home. Yeah, that's good.
But what you only want to run around with Sheldon Cooper's face on it though, right?
Oh, virtual daddy's here. Hey kids.
So right, me and Paul are the newbies, and I mean, there's loads of people in the UK, certainly, that are going to listen to this, perhaps, who've never been to Macworld, same as us. So, what to expect when you're going to your first thing at Macworld, is there an initiation?
Yes.
We have to drink something with our trousers down, or?
Well, there's the kind of furry tail thing. It's uncomfortable at first, just be careful how you sit.
Is that the butt plug one?
Yes, it okay. is.
I got one of those.
Oh, well, then you're good to go.
Go for the bash. Last year.
So I had an allergic reaction my first year.
To what?
To the butt plug.
To the initiation.
Which is what? Come on. Oh, you're not allowed to tell me. Oh, no, it's one of those where we've all got to wear a blindfold. I'm not having that. Bronwyn wants to watch me use the butt plug. Thanks, darling. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You could bring in a whole new demographic to the show, Ewan.
If the butt plug fits. Slipper, sorry. My mistake. There used to be an initiation at Mac Manager's Drunk, but alas, that's gone.
Hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Is Mac Manager's a bar?
Eileen's Machine, I guess that's from. Adam fell out.
Eileen's Machine.
Adam fell out? Where did you fall out, dude?
Oh, no, I just dropped out of the chat room because okay. I realized I had there was an update and it restarted.
Okay. Hope nobody.
I'll be back there in a second.
Booth babes to Macworld. Is the booth babes thing kind of died? Because
booth babes. Booth babes really don't happen at Macworld because the conference organizers shut that down for the most part.
Good.
Because they started getting a lot of complaints because Macworld is it's not like CES where you have a bunch of uptight businessmen that are on the hunt for whatever they can get, and I'm not talking I'm talking about swag, but not the kind that they can take home to their family. And since Macworld is more of a family event, there were people that were complaining that that their kids were being exposed to women that they felt were dressed inappropriately, and so the Macworld organizers said, you know, not at this show.
Am I going to have to be careful what we say on the podcast then? That's there.
Oh, no, families don't listen to this show.
Well, porn companies used to come to Macworld. Eileen's Machines claiming this.
What?
Okay, there is a company that, I can't remember if they've been to Macworld. They've been to CES several times.
Why has Jeff got the answer for every porn question tonight?
Are better left as a mystery.
CES and the porn events AVN, was always at the same time.
Adult Video Award thing, yeah.
Yeah, it was, but not anymore.
They had to move the adult entertainment show because there were so many people there and at CES that Las Vegas couldn't hold all those people. So there's this one company and they're called Oh My Bod. And they make sex toys that can link up like through Bluetooth to your iPhone, and so they become like an interactive sex toy.
Well, if you've got to be within 10 meters of someone, why don't you just get it on? I mean,
they actually had a booth at Macworld.
No, they may have been at Macworld one year unofficially. Like the people that run the company might have been there hanging out, but I'm not sure. But they have been at CES several years, and they're actually really nice people, and it looks like they have really good quality products. And it gets better because you can do more than Bluetooth. You can link your toy to your iPhone so that it can then use your internet connection through your iPhone, and then someone can remotely control the device for you.
Oh, Jesus. That's got
from somewhere else.
Horror written all over.
Remote dildonics.
Oh,
God bless America.
Dildonics. I love that discipline. Can you imagine someone signing up at university and going, do you have a dildonics course, please? I want to do an MSc in dildonics.
There could be another use for your Arduino boards, Adam.
I want to do a proc doctorate in dildonics.
But actually, I didn't realize Eileen was in the chat room doing updates. But for you, those who don't know, because I didn't know my first year, Eileen does the Hess Memorial Macworld events list, which kind of is where you can go to find out like where a lot of the parties and events are happening while you're at Macworld. And that's been around for years, forever.
Yes.
And she's been updating and maintaining that. So that's actually eileensmachine.com/partylist.shtml.
This is a hell of a list.
This is the person that Allison gets upset with, I guess.
No.
Allison gets upset with everybody.
The person you're thinking of is a PR agent that does a separate list.
Okay.
Yeah, this one's been around since the early days, and Eileen has taken on maintaining it. So
she's upset because she is here, as in the chat room. I am here.
Yeah,
18 years she's been doing it at least.
So is that list the link that you just read out there, Adam? Party list. That's not this year's, though, because all the dates look like they're in January and February.
She said she's updating it as we speak.
Oh, sorry, she did say that. Yeah, apologies.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, this comprehensive really doesn't begin to describe it, does it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not. I think she's in the process of updating it for this year. So if you go there right now, I think it's she can say in the chat.
That was meant to be.
A lot of the parties don't get announced until this week anyway.
That was meant to be a compliment, by the way, Eileen. It is a comprehensive list of everything that's going on. I mean, I know it's not been fully updated for this year, but if it's the same amount of information as it was for last year,
we still got a couple days. Yeah, and like Paul's saying, there's a lot of stuff that's kind of not announced till Macworld's actually happening. So,
and Arlene's great because she's right on top of all that stuff. So thank you, Eileen. Really,
that is very good. Yeah, awesome.
That is where to start if you're starting at Macworld, I would suggest. That's at eileensmachine.com/partylist.shtml. Thank you very much, Eileen. Superb. We're impressed with that. She says, give me an hour or two. she's doing
that's
it
quick.
Now. We've got an exclusive. She's doing it now during the show. How cool is that? Superb. Well, send us a new link and we'll hopefully pick it up when we land at the other end. What's the must do then? I mean, if this is your first time at the show, what's the must do? What's, you know, party or, you know, I mean, everyone goes on about
Cirque du Mac.
Cirque du Mac.
Still?
Yeah.
Really? Cirque du Mac.
Well, that's not until Friday. There's other things.
Right. But I mean, he's saying if you were going to go there and only did one thing, what would it be? Okay. Yeah. Beyond, I'm assuming beyond, you know, the show itself, but
seeing the Mac All Stars playing is
really
cool.
Is that at Cirque du Mac?
That is at Cirque du Mac.
Yep.
Along with Burlesque and all that fun stuff.
Cool. Okay, so we'll be at Cirque du Mac because you got us tickets, Adam. Thank you very much. Anything else that's a must do? I can't justify to the wife coming out next year if she said, what was the thing that you absolutely have to do? I have to go and get pissed at a party.
No, I mean, okay, go ahead, Jeff.
At the very end of the conference for the past 2 years, so I'm assuming it's happening this year as well, they do a community drum circle thing. And most people, when you say, oh, there's a drum circle, you need to go do it, they're like, what are you talking about? Drum circle? This is a tech thing, and that sounds weird. It's really cool because it's like this big community bonding thing, and you'll have CEOs from companies sitting next to little kids that are there with their parents for the day, and it's just this awesome mix of people. And the guy that organizes the drum circle thing, he's like crazy. And that may actually be a literal thing, I don't know, but he's able to get this intensity and this energy out of people for the whole drum circle thing, and it's just awesome. So you don't want to miss the drum circle at the end of the day on Saturday.
Righto.
Yeah. The other thing I will say is work the fringes, and what I mean by that is
that in relation to burlesque?
No, it's when you're going through the show floor, make sure you seek out and sort of watch the smaller booths, the ones that are off in the corners and off on the edges and off in the, and even, you know, it used to be what Merlin Mann would call Tiny Town, which was this little area that was always behind the Apple booth, which was these little tiny kiosks that they'd have where they're kind of cordoned off into four quadrants. And that's where you'd have a lot of the iOS guys, but they've kind of all got their own little pit now for iOS. And you definitely need to go in there. That can get a little crazy because there's just so many people packed in such a tight space and it's kind of hard to navigate through. So I don't like going there all that much, but you can find some gems. But definitely, you know, you got the guys that have the smaller booths and you can find some really interesting things that you've never like heard about or seen before. And I always like doing that because, you know, there's the big booths. You're going to have the big guys, you know, and they're easy to find. They could, you know, giant banners and stuff like that. But there's all these little guys that I think need the exposure more than a lot of these other people. And it's just great to do that. And I think a lot of them are there because another nice thing about Macworld, iWorld is it's yes, it's an industry show, but it's also, especially like on Saturday, Sunday, it's very much a consumer show. You get a lot of people who come in and they're just consumers walking the show floor to see what's cool and what's there and what's going on.
Saturday's a very different vibe. That's not bad. It's just a different vibe.
In what way?
Well, on Thursday and Friday, you have the a lot of the people that are there are like serious focused on business, and they need to make business contacts. They need to interact with the companies that make the software and the hardware that they're using on a daily basis. They're looking for information that's going to help them with their business or their career. And a lot of those people are really focused on being at the sessions throughout the days. On Saturday, because you get people that don't have to take the day off work to go, you get a lot of locals that are just fans, which is great.
Yeah. And you'll see more kids and families. And
right.
Cool.
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
There is an iPhone app, the Macworld iWorld iPhone app, which is worth looking at.
Do you need an iPhone for that?
And they're doing an iBeacon scavenger hunt this year.
Oh, yeah, that's being put off on by Two Canoes. I'm actually going to meet with those guys. I have some of their beacons, and I've been playing around with their software. So that's done through the Macworld app, Paul?
Yeah.
Because now I'll have to download it, because I didn't download it last year. I think I did download it last year, but I didn't find it especially useful. But
Arlene's put in the chat room, did you know that Expo Hall is empty? macworldiworld.com/expo hall is empty. Do you have to click on a
huh?
Oh yeah, there's apparently there's no friggin' exhibitors, so it's just drinking then.
All right.
Hopefully they're just updating that.
Yeah.
Okay. Certainly in the app there are exhibitors.
Now the other thing, Wheatley, I'll take you up on this. I've been registered to speak for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
And you have got your full bio on and a picture, and I haven't.
Yeah, but you've also got your presentation done and I haven't. Priorities.
That's how nature balances things out.
That's what you get for...
And you sent that stuff in, Ewan? Did you remember to send that stuff in?
I did send that stuff in. It's all there. And they haven't posted it up. But Wheaters is in.
It's because I'm much more handsome than you. They decided to go up on the site.
Paul, your workshop is where we go and we don't need codes.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool. And I've got to say, I've had a read of it, and I want to go, even though I'm going to go there anyway, because it's you and you're my mate, but I would want to go if you weren't.
Thank you. Thank you. I realize that I'm competing against App Camp for Girls, so I'm unlikely to get much of that gender.
Oh.
That's all right. You won't have Kelly there, that's all.
Yeah.
So tell us about your session. What are you doing?
So the intention of the session is just to talk about prototyping and how you can create prototypes of apps without any knowledge of code. So using tools like Azure, Keynote for that matter. So making interactive prototypes that you can actually get in the hands of your end users, your customers, your clients and things like that they can actually play with and give you feedback on before you actually kind of hit the code and actually build the product.
Is that in your deck?
Keynotopia.
Sorry, so that I missed the beginning.
I think it's called Keynotopia, right?
Keynotopia. Yeah, they've got a library of all sorts of different things that you can use for Keynote for kind of clicking through. So I'm going to mention them, but Keynote's grand, but my issue with Keynote is that it's more difficult to get one that runs on the iPhone, so you don't actually get the interactions with the iPhone. So yeah, I kind of like some of the ones that you can create, not apps, but you can create things that run natively and you can actually touch them and things like that, as opposed to having to use a mouse and keyboard.
You focus mainly on the online tools or some of the apps as well?
I'm mainly focusing on the apps. There's a couple of online tools that I do touch on as well, but it's mainly apps.
So I'm asking you to give away your talk, but
no.
What's your favorite one? I'm just curious because I have a few that I've used over the years, but I don't know that I have a favorite yet.
So the main ones that I use on a day to day basis is a Pop app, and it's quite a cool little app. That basically what you do is you take photographs of wireframes and then you can make them clickable.
What's that one called?
Pop. It's just called Pop. It's quite difficult to find in the App Store because you get all sorts of apps about pop music and pop culture and all sorts of things. And but it's
Pop Mail.
Yeah, I have Pop Mail as well. It's just called Pop.
Don't know that one.
It's pretty cool because I actually I like to draw my wireframes first by hand on paper and pen. So right. That actually allows you to take that and bring it into the digital world and allow you to kind of fiddle and play with it. I use OmniGraffle quite heavily.
OmniGraffle
rocks. OmniGraffle rocks.
Yeah, very much so. You can do everything from that. I mean, that takes you almost the whole way through the prototyping phase. It's difficult to make clickable prototypes in OmniGraffle, but you can get up to that point. And then Azure pretty much is my tool of choice for making pretty full working prototypes.
For me, Keynote, I think, an incredibly powerful visual tool, because I use it for making, if I want text to fly in or drop in or have an impact or something like that, I make an awful lot of stuff and just change the background color of the presentation to green so I can drop it out as a green screen or a blue screen later on in Final Cut, get all the transitions to occur, and then when I show the stuff, just drop that out, and everyone goes, wow, it must have taken ages to do the animation of that text. You're like, yeah, it took a while. But it's immensely powerful as a visualization tool for anything, whether it's image, video.
Are you supposed to use motion or something for that?
Well, yeah, but there isn't time sometimes to do that. I get a lot of people that will say
That's what I'm getting at. This is funny. So yeah, I was in motion for days.
No, I don't mischarge, Adam. No, but what I'm saying is, the customer's saying, right, okay, make us a quick 2-3 minute video, and I never really quote them, but I always say, pretty much a day a minute is what you can figure for a video after 2 minutes. So if they want a 4 minute video, it's probably going to be 4 days of time, a couple of days of shooting, and then a couple of days of editing. And when you've got that kind of budget to work in, very quick, very easy, very snappy, then something like Keynote is absolutely brilliant for meeting that deadline, but still getting a really good effect from your text moves. One of the things I'd say to anyone that's thinking about getting into doing any kind of video is text moves is the big thing that will help sell your product, and go out and buy the extension packs and things like that from a lot of the resellers of FCP plugins, because they're well worth the money. Well worth it.
Yeah, I know Keynote's very, very good for prototyping and things like that, mainly web prototyping. I use that for, I do tend to kind of not use Keynote when I'm dealing with mobile prototyping. But it's grand. Just the ability to kind of create all the animations and things like that very quickly and very simply to give the illusion of an app. It's quite handy for those things. Also allows you to do, and I've never actually come across a tool, maybe Adam, you've come across this before, but do you know when you're in the Apple store and they have the videos that happen behind the Genius Bar, and they've got like the little white finger that kind of hovers over and then it expands and contracts when there's a click happening? I cannot find a tool that allows you to do that. That actual animation.
Either. Right, yeah.
I've done the animation, but I've had to draw a circle and then enlarge it and reduce it, and
So I've done that in Keynote before, but I'd be very shocked if there wasn't somebody somewhere has to have created this tool. But I've spent off and on best part of a couple of years looking for the tool that allows you to just create your mouse pointer into that little white circle, allows you to create the click.
But it doesn't. Can you do it with mouse posing?
Don McAllister has one, doesn't he? Doesn't he use one like that?
Pinpoint lets you customize your mouse.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you that white dot. There's something quite elegant about that white dot. Maybe it's just my OCD that comes in, but I just like... Because you can use... it's either Camtasia or the other one. I can't remember the name.
There is no other one, mate.
Of course Camtasia. There is no other one, of course, yes. Yeah. But in a world where there was another one, it's one of those, but you get like a little white... it's a little red kind of area that sort of fades out.
Yeah.
When you click...
That's what I'm wondering. Does Mouse Posé have that kind of effect, or can you customize it from Boeing?
So I've looked at Mouse Posé in the past.
I don't know if it's been updated. It's been a while since I used it.
Yeah, no, it definitely didn't back when I last checked it.
I know they have like the highlighting.
But there's just something quite nice about the design. It's transparent. That's what it is. It's not quite the nice solid white circle that you get in the Apple Store.
Well, okay, so Mouse Posé, it looks like you can control the circle radius, the circle blur, and the opacity and color.
Now, let me see. I'm just trying to remember. It's been a while since I've looked at this, but there was a reason I stopped using it. Was it And this is a guess, but I think it was that you don't get the circle unless you click. You still get your mouse cursor.
Generally. Oh, yeah. So you want, this is like on, it's there all the time.
Mm. Yeah, so exactly like you see on the Apple Store. So the white.
I bet they're doing circle. That in post.
I would imagine so, yeah. I can't see any other way.
It's the only way I've ever achieved it, yeah.
Somebody somewhere must be able to do it. It doesn't feel like that big a thing to build because essentially all you're doing is changing your mouse cursor in a white circle that just expands and contracts when you click.
Unfortunately, I think I found out that through Twitter that Oliver from Boinks is not going to be at Macworld this year for whatever reason.
That's too bad.
But he, I mean, you could talk to him directly and mention it as a potential feature for Mouse Mosaic. They might add it in if it's not that difficult.
Oliver hates me, so. That might be a good thing.
So I'll not mention that I have anything to do with British Tech Network when requesting features.
Good call.
That's fine.
No,
why he's not coming.
Well, we did a review of we did a review of Wirecast versus Boinks Home Edition, and I've got to admit, you know, the Boinks Home Edition was something like £400 cheaper, but I'd said that Wirecast was far better, which it is. I mean, I think it's a better application. But he wrote me a real. It was like he wasn't rude or anything. It was just like a real challenging email about why I thought what I thought. Right. Blown that one then.
Yes, and well,
how does it compare to Boinks TV than the non-home edition though?
I hadn't got Boinks TV. I'd only got the home edition to review, so I just did the review. But one of the things that really frustrated me about Boinks TV was it didn't do a live feed output. You had to stick it into glasses first to get it to go out, or you had to use a different broadcaster to get it out. It wouldn't create a virtual camera or anything, so it wasn't great for broadcasting. Whereas Wirecast was great for broadcasting. The transitions were good, and you could do multiple keystrokes and things like that to get effects. So you had hotkeys for the effects, which was good. But in terms of the final output, the thing that really swung the difference between the two was the fact that Wirecast just did automatic upload to Ustream, Boinks, Bitgravity, all of those kind of things. And it put the feed out as opposed to creating a virtual webcam that you had to optically send out, which degraded the quality a little bit. So they may have changed it now, but at the time it was when they did the review.
Well, I don't know if they'll hold you one product review against you.
Yeah, and all of
us. I'm joking.
Yeah, and they make tons of other great products. I'm a huge iStop Motion fan, and I've used Mouse Mosaic in the past for years. Their new one's like Photo Presenter, and I haven't played around with that yet. No.
Yeah, my daughter loves iStop Motion. She's using an iPod Touch for do little videos with Lego Men and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, and they just added support for live preview if you want to use your Canon camera or some Nikon cameras too.
Cool.
So now you can use your SLR and get live preview in the app, I think, to shoot stuff. I haven't had a chance to play around with that yet.
Ellis loves playing with that. Definitely. Cool. Any questions you've got, Paul? Anything you want to ask of these guys? Or any of you guys want to say anything before we close it up?
I think possibly Adam's already answered this question. If we were going to have some time that wasn't Mac related and we wanted to kind of see something in San Francisco, what would you recommend?
Okay, considering where the conference takes place, there's a few things that are kind of cool that are nearby.
Oh, yeah.
If you can get into Chinatown, if you have time for that. That's really cool. Is it Pier 52? That's the one that has...
Pier 39.
Which
52? Pier 39 or...
Pier 39. Wait, that's right.
Yeah. I don't want to go to sea lions and stuff and the carousel and...
Yes, go down to Pier 39. Okay. And that's not that far away. If you're into chocolate...
Ghirardelli Square.
Ghirardelli's is close by. A lot of people love doing the cable car. And you can walk to the cable car. And the awesome music store. I just forgot the name of it. Oh.
We had one of our esteemed listeners, Gary Apter, wrote in, and he said, if you're in San Francisco, you got to do, and he sent us a huge list of stuff. We're never going to get it all done. Thank you very much.
So Gary, great. Gary's a great guy, yeah.
And he also sent me through things to do if you've got an hour.
Cool.
And the list is brilliant. There's a website, m.sanfrancisco.travel, 10 things to do with your extra hour in San Francisco. And it's got the Winery Collective in Fisherman's Wharf. Well, I've got one night in Fisherman's Wharf before I come home, and Paul says it's rough, so I might just go down there and get pissed instead. Indulge in a deep tissue massage or a round of reflexology. Play 18 holes of golf, which I don't think you're going to do in an hour, Gary, but thank you very much. And you can have a paddle on the bay from City Kayak as well in the twilight. I bet that's cold if you fall in, though. Walk across the Golden Gate Bridge. And it says the walk across the Golden Gate Bridge is called the Walk of Walks because it's so far and it's so...
You can also cycle it.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah.
It depends on the kind of stuff that you're into. If you're like a history war buff and you're going to go see the Golden Gate, there is a fort that was built for the Civil War, believe it or not, underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh right,
Fort Point. Okay, it was in case the South ever brought their ships into Golden Gate, into San Francisco Bay, they were gonna shoot cannons at them, which is a really neat kind of interesting place. Isn't there now in where the Presidio used to be? I think there's a Disney museum. If you're into Disney stuff.
Yeah, and I think that, and that's because part of the Presidio was
bought by Pixar.
No, LucasArts.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and so now there's Disney stuff and Star Wars stuff down in Presidio.
And if you're really into science and stuff like that, the Exploratorium is awesome.
Yes,
and lots of fun.
And I've been told that the Museum Mechanique is incredible.
Ooh. And close there, isn't there? Because they had their party there, Omni, last year, their announcement thing. Isn't there is it a cartoon museum or?
It's a comic museum and cartoon museum.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Which is really neat.
That's right near Moscone. I mean, that's right, walk. So that would be the kind of thing if you had an hour, you could probably, it's not very big, but it's interesting.
This podcast and all this is brought to you by the San Francisco Tourist Board.
You're not going to run out of stuff to do.
No.
It's just like, you go out and see the redwoods, which is amazing.
Bonfire at the beach as well, apparently. You can, provided you've got less than 25 people without a permit, you can fire up a bonfire on the beach, and it's perfectly legal. There you go. Alcatraz is something island, isn't it? You're not supposed to say Alcatraz, I've been told. And you also don't say Frisco, you've got to say the city. Because apparently Frisco's
don't say Frisco.
It's a foreigner's thing.
I'm looking forward to seeing the art installation that they put on the Bay Bridge.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, it's like it's like this light thing that they set up. What's it called? It's like these hanging lights, but then they're addressable and they make these patterns that run across the entire bridge. It's supposed to be amazing.
Okay, that's cool.
Eileen says rent a car or hire a bike and go to Muir Woods.
Yeah, Muir Woods.
The Redwoods.
Oh, that's really pretty.
Yeah.
You should have said that at the point. Eileen's put the bridge walk might be a bit cold, and Paul's written in the chat room, I'm from Scotland. No one's going to be cold. It gets cold at night, I think, though.
Ewan, I'm assuming where you are, you have cold with your humidity, or humidity with your cold. No. So you're probably conditioned for the San Francisco weather. So the San Francisco, or the Golden Gate Bridge, probably wouldn't be bad for you.
Okay. I got some long trousers with me as well.
Okay, you'll be fine.
Not just my school shorts.
It's called the Bay Lights. I'm going to put the link in there. I supposedly have a live stream.
I've got my hoodie for going out at night, you see. So
I just have a mankini, three different colors. Good to go.
Pair of budgie smugglers.
Oh, fashionable.
Right, we're going to let you go. Where can we get a hold of you then, Adam?
You can find me at Maccast, maccast.com, Maccast on iTunes, Maccast on Twitter, app.net. Pretty much Maccast everywhere.
And touting yourself Hello? Wildly. Oh, someone's booked into Paul's room.
Well, it's a party at Paul's place.
He's trying to come in. I think it's room service.
Oh, excellent.
All right.
Jeffrey, where are you, sir?
I'm over at macobserver.com and on a lot of podcasts like Apple Context Machine, We Have Communicators, The Big Show, and quite a few others. You can find me on Twitter and app.net. I'm Jay Gamm at both places. And at freshbrewtales.com, where I talk about the ridiculous but true things that I see happening at coffee shops.
Excellent. And hot off the press, Eileen has said that the list is up. So that's eileensmachine.com/partylist.shtml. Excellent. Where are you, Mr. Shadwell?
Well, right now I'm in my hotel room sitting in San Francisco. But normally, I'm out and about in Zurich with my Harley when the weather's nice. You can find me on Twitter, Paul Shadwell, PaulShadwell. Currently no podcast other than the one I've been trying to reestablish, my Tech Hogs, which we did one episode, and the guy who was doing it with me decided he didn't want to do it anymore. Oh. I'm trying to revive that at the moment.
Come and host something on our network, mate.
Oh, we could do that.
Think of a show and bring it over.
Okay.
And Wheaters?
You can find me on Twitter at Paul Wheatley. You can get me on The Gamer Show on this network and The Pocket Show, and occasionally on The Big Show. And in about, I think, 17, 18 hours, you can find me in San Francisco for the next week.
Is that all it is?
I think so. I was just trying to work that out in my head there, but I am sleep deprived, so that might be complete nonsense.
Well, in about 6 hours, you'll find us drinking beer and eating croissant.
Indeed.
On Paris.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. My name's Ewan Ranking. You can get me at Ewan Ranking on Twitter. Please support UK2 and the Network Union. They're on our sponsors' pages because they pick up all the bandwidth and stuff like that. So that'd be great. What we're going to do during Macworld is we're going to shoot some films. We're going to try and do some live streaming, but we've had a bit patchy results with that. But if you see us go live, then jump on. We'll try and get tweets out and that kind of thing. But we're definitely going to shoot some videos and some blogs and that kind of stuff and put them up on the feeds. So I keep an eye out for the Macworld show. It's not a separate show. It's just going to put them out dually on Big Show and Mac Show. But I've got some new music, so it'll sound different as well. Thank you.
So, Ewan, it just occurred to me that there probably are people that are watching and will watch the recording later of this that are going to be at Macworld. So if you can find me before Friday night, let me know that you saw this show. And I'll have Cirque du Mac tickets for you.
They can do the same with me, too.
There you go. Find me. Find either of Adam.
Us. Actually, Jeff and Adam, I don't have Cirque du Mac ticket yet.
Well, you do now.
We'll resolve that.
You have that in Christ.
Actually, send me an email and I'll make sure you're covered.
That's an offer. That is a big offer. Fantastic. The other thing I meant to say on Friday and I forgot is that Streak's book's out as well. So if you go to streakmachine.com, he's got his book out. Go and have a look at that and support him, please, because he's a fantastic lad. And also on Tuesday, and it's all day Tuesday, you can get a fantastic Tough Tech Duo. I've got one down here. There it is. Running away merrily, which is why I haven't got the screen out. You can get one of those from CHNO Technology at a special price as well. And there you go, spot Where's Waldo. Adam and Jeff, and you can get certain Mac tickets. If you go up, you've got to mention the British Tech Network and the show. Oh, crap. And the show, otherwise.
Yeah, otherwise no tickets.
Yeah, poke them in the eye, fellas.
There you go.
See you at Macworld all week.